So the $2 trillion coronavirus aid package that was passed by Congress, nearly $350 billion is set aside for small business loans, including the Paycheck Protection Program that starts tomorrow. Joining us right now to tell us how small businesses in our area can take advantage of that, the Executive Director of the Economic Development Alliance of St. Clair County, Dan Casey. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Good to be on the show again.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us because well, there are a lot of small business owners in St. Clair County. They're going to need this help.
Yeah, absolutely. Right now they need all the help they can get. My team at EDA has been answering phone calls, you know, left and right from businesses all over the county that need help. And fortunately, the federal government has stepped up to provide a couple of programs. So the Paycheck Protection Program is the first one you mentioned. So I'm going to talk about that one briefly, and then I'm also going to touch on the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program. Mm-hmm. They're both SBA loans that are managed through the SBA. But the Paycheck Protection Program, I'm going to go over that one first because that one is brand new. Some businesses out there have not heard about it. And the goal of the Paycheck Protection Program is to keep people working or to get them back to work right away. So this is a program that's really geared towards those businesses that are trying to keep their doors open. And it's a loan that's designed to provide a direct incentive for small businesses to keep their workers on the payroll. And we've talked to several businesses that want to do that, and they're just really struggling right now because they don't have a lot of money or no money coming in, but they don't want to put people on unemployment if they can help it.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the good things about this program is that the SBA will forgive the loans if all employees are kept on the payroll for 8 weeks. And the money has to be used to cover their payroll expenses, their rent, mortgage interest, or utilities, right? So most of the money is expected to be used for payroll, but it can also be used for some of the other things.
Okay.
Businesses, to be eligible, they have to have less than 500 employees.
Okay.
Couple other things I think probably should be mentioned. I talked to a business yesterday that was a sole proprietorship where all of the employees, including the owner of the business, were independent contractors. And normally they're not eligible for unemployment, except under the CARES Act, they now are. But he wasn't aware of this program and assumed that he wouldn't be eligible for it because he was an independent contractor. So I want to make sure that businesses understand that this program is for people that are sole proprietors or self-employed. And also, nonprofits are eligible, and then veteran organizations that are affected by COVID-19.
Okay.
So these are, I think this is a pretty good program. People basically, to apply, you have to go through an SBA 7A lender or through a federally insured depository institution. So in our county, we have several banks that are SBA lenders. Just to mention a couple, there's North Star Bank, Eastern Michigan Bank, Chase Bank. Pretty much all of the main banks in our county are SBA lenders. So your first step is to go to one of them. They have to process the loans by or beginning on April 3rd. So basically tomorrow is the beginning of the deadline. And I've heard some businesses say that they're concerned that there's not enough money in this program for every business.
Yeah, I was thinking the exact same thing. Yeah, you want to get in line early on that, don't you?
You want to get in line quickly. That's right.
Yeah.
Some of the some of the funds are completely forgivable based on the conditions I said earlier. But if a business is unable to meet those conditions, in other words, at least 75% of the proceeds have to be used for payroll. So if businesses are unable to do that, the loan does mature in 2 years with an interest rate of 0.5%, but it only applies to the portion that exceeded that 75%.
Okay.
So that is the payroll protection program,
mm-hmm.
or paycheck protection program, brand new program.
Okay.
There's one more I'm going to touch on real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I did touch on this last week when I was on the show, but there's one new wrinkle to it that I want to make sure businesses know about, and it's the Economic Injury Disaster Loan. And so this program is for businesses that are harmed by COVID-19, and it basically it provides working capital. In the past, people would have thought of this program for any kind of property damage that they might have had from a storm, a disaster, flooding, and things like that. And you can apply for this program for those purposes, too. But they modified it in the CARES Act so that any business that's economically injured by COVID-19 also is eligible. They go directly to the SBA to apply, or they can go to one of the disaster centers. So you apply online. You can get up to $2 million. And it also, one of the things that's unique about it is it also applies to agricultural cooperatives and businesses that are engaged in aquaculture. So sometimes they're not eligible for that. And also nonprofit organizations are eligible as well.
Okay.
The SBA does the review. It takes about 2 to 3 weeks. Then they do go through a loan closing process, and when they're done, you'll get an initial disbursement of $25,000 within 5 days.
Wow, that's not
and
a quick
then here's out. The last here's I'm sorry here's the last thing I want to mention real quick, Paul. This is one thing that we're telling businesses why they should apply for this program, because when you apply, there's a checkbox if you want an advance. And you can get an immediate advance within 3 days by clicking on that box, and the advance is $10,000. And those funds are forgivable, even if you don't get the loan. So any business that needs immediate capital, this is a great way to get $10,000.
Absolutely. I know, Dan, a lot of people are not sure where to go to get the information on this, and you've done a really nice thing with the EDA website right at the top, the big red banner there, COVID-19 resources. So all they have to do is go to the EDA's website and click through from there.
Yeah, so right at the top, once you click on that COVID-19 banner, it takes you to our COVID page. And right at the top of the page, the very first link that you see on there is for financing programs. So you just click on that one, and it takes you down to the part of the page that deals with all of these different financing programs. And we have links to, for those that you apply for online, you'll find a link in the information on that program. Just click on that, and you can go ahead and start the process.
All right. Easy as that. Dan, glad you shared that with us. Thanks so much. And as you know, more of these programs come up, or if there's any new information for local businesses in our community, be sure and let us know.
Yeah, Paul, and also I want to thank you and the station there for helping to promote these programs, because right now there's a lot that's coming fast, and businesses don't know where to turn. So any kind of assistance we can get from the media and your station to help promote it is really, really appreciated.
Absolutely. Happy to be able to do that, Dan. Thanks a lot. Stay well. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Paul.
All right.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.